All right, Blackie. Come on, let's go.
Won't you at least let me get my raincoat, Faraday?
I said no tricks this time.
Well, then you get my raincoat for me. What do you say?
I say ha-ha, so you'll get a little wet. Come on. I've got a gun on you now. I'm going to keep it on you, and you're going to get moving.
All right, Faraday. But if I go out into the rain without my coat, get wet, and die of pneumonia before you can send me to the electric chair, you'll be sorry.
Yeah, I'm practically crying.
I'll get your handkerchief.
Get going, Blackie.
You first?
You first. I've got my gun sticking right in your back.
A little higher, Faraday. And move it up and down a little bit. Oh, I like that.
I said move.
All right, I'm moving.
You're pretty helpless when I don't give you a chance to pull one of your tricks, aren't you? Come on, move. This is one time you're not getting away.
I figure this is one time he is.
Well?
Drop your gun, copper. What's sticking in your back ain't no tootsie roll.
Okay. I dropped it.
That's the way to keep living, copper.
Well, Blackie, I guess you win. But you have to have help from one of your pals.
I've never seen this guy before in my life.
What?
And I don't want you turning around to look at me, copper. I think you could use some sleep.
Look, if you think I'm...
Well, I appreciate your motives, pal, but aren't your methods a little rough? The inspector's head isn't as hard as it looks.
He'll sleep it off.
But when he wakes up, he won't laugh it off. Thanks, though.
I didn't slug that copper to do you any favors, Blackie. Let's go.
Where to?
I figure maybe you'd like a little ride in the country.
A ride in the country? Well, that's good for the health, I hear.
Yeah, generally. What's going to happen to you is going to make a monkey out of whoever said that.
My, my, what a lovely day for a ride in the country.
Enjoy yourself while you can. When you find out who I am and why I want you, you won't be so happy.
How long do I have to wait for that exciting news?
When we get to where we're going.
You're sure we're going to get there?
Look, Blackie, you might as well know it now. I can look in that rearview mirror, too. I see your pal Shorty following us.
Oh, well, in that case, this is getting to be a little serious.
I saw Shorty behind us the minute we pulled away from your apartment. He's just driven up. I'll take care of him.
What now, pal?
See that little village up ahead?
Yeah.
When we get into it, I'm going to stop. Your pal Shorty's going to stop, too, a block behind us. He'll figure he's playing it smart.
So?
So I was going to pick up a couple of friends of mine in the village. But I'll send them back to ride with your pal Shorty instead.
And then?
Then we'll have Shorty join us at my place. It's going to be a nice little party.
A party, huh? Well, why don't we go back to my apartment first and make this sort of a progressive party?
Don't worry, Blackie. I'm making all the progress I need.
Hey, Blackie. Blackie, are you all right?
I think so, Shorty. I think so.
Yeah. Hey, boss, where are we? It's so dark, I can't see nothing but nothing.
In a room in a farmhouse, Shorty.
Hey, boss, that pop in the head they gave me must have paralyzed me. I can't move nothing.
You're probably tied up, Shorty. I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can feel the ropes. Well, that's different, yeah. Boy, I feel better.
Whoever these mugs are, they certainly don't know who I am. I'll have us under these ropes so fast it'll make your
head...
Hey,
boss. The guy what brung you out, he... You don't know who he is?
I didn't ask him.
He's whiny scamming. No nice guy.
Oh, I should have guessed that. He's after the Worthington pearls.
Well, sure he is, Blackie. He knew Duke Butcher stole them. Maybe he knew Butcher unloaded them on me, and that I gave them to you.
That's fine.
Gee, Blackie, I'm sure sorry I let Scanlon's hoods grab me. I was following you, so maybe I could give you some help.
Well, we'll get out of here somehow, Shorty. Uh-oh. Here comes Scanlon.
Hey, boss, if you can, I think you better give him the pearls.
I
Whitey
can't
Scanlon
give him...
Scanlon, he's well known by one off, and I can't what he does to a guy.
I can't give him the pearls, Shorty.
Why not?
I'll tell you later.
What'll you tell him later?
A bedtime story, Scanlon.
Hope you boys don't mind the dark.
Well, we can see if it isn't bad.
Still a wise guy, ain't you, Blackie?
Big boys with little guns don't frighten me, Scanlon.
Oh, Shorty told you who I am, huh?
And I know what you want, too. The Worthington pearls.
You give up quicker than I thought you would. Hand them over, I'll let you go.
I can't do it.
Look, I know you haven't.
And what if I don't?
Well, we'll see how your pal Shorty here looks in black and blue.
I don't let him scare you with that, boss. I don't bruise so easy.
Gonna hand over the pearls, Blackie?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if I kick Shorty around a little, it'll help you to find out.
I owe you one for that, Scanlon. And believe me, I'll pay you off. But don't kick him again.
That didn't hurt me none, boss. Don't tell him nothing.
You better tell me everything, Blackie. The next one will hurt.
Okay, Scanlon. I'll tell you where the pearls are, but you'll have to worry about how to get them.
Where are they?
At police headquarters.
You're lying.
Blackie, you said Inspector Friday didn't find them.
He didn't, Shorty. Before he got around to searching my raincoat, I sneaked the pearls into the tobacco jar and Inspector Faraday's desk.
Okay, Blackie, you put them in police headquarters, now you get them out.
I can't. If I show my face in police headquarters, I'll be looking through bars for the next 10 years.
Then figure out a way for me to get them out of Faraday's tobacco jar. Or I go to work on Shorty again.
I'm kicked, boss. Nothing you can do.
Wait a minute. You're from out of town, aren't you, Scanlon?
Somewhat.
So, I don't think Faraday knows you, does he?
I'm not known to the cops anywhere. I'm too smart.
Good.
Yeah?
You can walk into Faraday's office and walk out again, can't you?
Sure.
Then you can go for the pearls yourself.
Now, how much sense does that make? I walk into a guy's office, reach into his tobacco jar, walk out again, he doesn't suspect anything. I thought you were smart, Blackie.
I'll tell you how you can get into Faraday's tobacco jar without raising suspicion.
This better be good. I think you stole it.
Go down to see Faraday and tell him you know where I am. That should make him your buddy. But to prove you know me, mention that I like to smoke his special tobacco in my pipe. And
that I want to try some too, huh?
Isn't that simple?
Yeah, that ought to do it.
If you play up the angle that I always did smoke his tobacco in my pipe.
That sounds good.
It's perfect. All you do then is reach inside his tobacco jar, fill your pipe, and palm the pearls.
Okay, Blackie, but you better be on the level about this. If I'm not back inside of 2 hours, my pals have got orders what to do with you.
Uh-oh. What kind of orders, Scanlon, old pal?
I'll tell you what kind of orders, Shorty. And I'll also tell you all the good jokes I know, so we can die laughing.
So, you're the famous Inspector Faraday I heard so much about. I'm glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you, Scanlon. Especially if you know where I can find Boston Blackie.
Well, I don't know exactly, Inspector Faraday, but I have a rough idea.
I'll give it to me and I'll smooth it out.
I saw Blackie's car turn into a side road off Harrison Pike, 10 miles north of the city limit.
How do you know it was Blackie's car?
Oh, I know Blackie pretty well.
How well?
I used to be a friend of his.
Well, as long as it just used to be, okay.
The road Blackie turned into goes dead end into the river, Inspector. I think you might catch him.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Blackie told me once how much he liked your pipe tobacco.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'm a nut on good pipe tobacco myself. You mind if I try a pipe for you?
No, help yourself. I've laid off smoking my pipe for a couple of weeks. Here, the tobacco's in this jar.
Oh, thanks. Oh, great aroma. Hey, Inspector. What's that out in the street there? The beginning of a brawl?
Huh? Where? I don't see anything.
Those kids there screaming at each other.
Oh, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just playing a new game.
A new game? Screaming at each other?
Yeah. They call it Blackie Faraday.
I never heard of it.
You want a light?
I have one, thanks.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, that's fine, fine. Blackie certainly knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, he usually does. But don't ever tell him I said so.
Nah. So long, Inspector. And when you catch Blackie, tell him I kind of like your tobacco jar. It had something different in it.
Hey, Blackie. Scanlon said his hoods were going to bump us if he wasn't back in 2 hours. Is it 2 hours yet?
No, Shorty, I don't think so. Hmm. Oh, there must be a way out of here.
Yeah, but where, boss? There ain't no windows. The door's locked. Scanlon's hoods are right outside.
Oh, I could get through the locked door, all right, but I don't know how to get through Scanlon's men without a gun.
Oh, boss. Somebody's opened the door.
So I hear.
Boss, it's Scanlon.
Hello, Blackie.
Did you get the pearls, Scanlon?
Yeah, I got the pearls. Thanks a lot. I sure hate to double-cross a guy who was on the level with me, Blackie, but this is business. Don't move, either one of you. I'll have to let you have it right now.
Hey, boss, he's got a gun.
Don't worry, Shorty. He won't use it. He'll turn us over to his pals.
They do all my killing for me. That's how they make a living.
Well, I just put him out of business.
What? Right,
Inspector Faraday.
Hey, Blackie, the joint's full of cops.
All right, Scanlon, drop that gun or I'll drop you.
Okay, okay.
Faraday, for once in my life, I'm glad to see you. And for once in my life, I'm not kidding.
Why did you follow me here, copy? You don't have anything on me.
You'll get answers from me, Scanlon, when I get through with questions of my own. Take him down to headquarters, Rollins.
You can't arrest
him. Take him away, Rollins. Give him a hand, Thompson.
Look, I want to be booked right away.
Wait a minute, Faraday.
Don't you give me orders, Blackie.
That's right, Faraday. Don't listen to him. I'm ready to go.
Don't take Scanlon away just yet.
Hold it a minute, boys.
Faraday, why did you follow Scanlon?
Well, I'm not so dumb, Blackie. I knew Scanlon was up to something when he said you like my pipe tobacco. You don't smoke a pipe.
Now he tells me.
Faraday, you're wonderful. Scanlon is the playful little fellow who tapped you on the head when you were taking me to headquarters for the murder of Duke Butcher. Scanlon killed Butcher.
You can't prove that.
Oh, yes, I can. Duke Butcher was in my apartment looking for the Worthington pearls, which he'd stolen and then planted on Shorty.
What?
Let me finish before you start making arrests, Inspector.
Come on, lock me up, will you?
Scanlon was trying to hijack the pearls from Butcher. That's why he followed him to my apartment.
Blackie, this better be good.
This is very bad, Inspector. Because Scanlon found Butcher tied up
Don't
the way Shorty and I left him and killed him. When Butcher insisted, he didn't know who had the pearls.
That's crazy.
Just how crazy do you think it is, Inspector?
Well, I don't know. If Scanlon killed Butcher because he didn't have the pearls, who has them now?
Scanlon.
That's
huh?
Mine.
Scanlon has the pearls. Here, I'll show you.
I'll search him myself, Blackie. Hold him, boys.
Right.
Now, Blackie, if this is another one of your... Well, I'll
That's
be...
That's not a string of popcorn you're pulling out of Scanlon's pocket, Faraday.
The Worthington pearls. If Scanlon didn't get these from Butcher, where did he get them?
From the tobacco jar in your office.
What? How'd they get there?
I put them there, Inspector, just before you searched me.
You let me chase all over town for these pearls when all the time they were in the tobacco jar on my desk?
That's right, Faraday. Put that in your pipe, but don't smoke it.